Tell Me a Story is a program from the Midwest Genealogy Center dedicated to preserving the stories of people, places, and communities. This recording was made possible in partnership with the Friends of Inglewood Theater to document memories of Independence, Missouri's historic Inglewood Theater and Ben Franklin Store. We hope you enjoy the following story and consider using the Tell Me a Story program to preserve your voice and story for future generations. My name is Emily Wildhaber, and I am interviewing Carolyn Webb at the Inglewood Arts Center in Independence, Missouri. This is part of the Midwest Genealogy Center's Community Archiving Day, and today is May 17th, 2025. Okay, Carolyn, what is your connection to the Inglewood Theater and the Ben Franklin Store?
Can I start? Okay, I went to Bristol.
Okay.
We would walk home Winter Road, mm-hmm. and we would stop in Dodd's Bakery, and he'd give us a donut. Okay, I started Van Horn in 1955. I worked at the dime store all through high school, in the basement, stocking shelves upstairs, waiting on customers, cashier, and let's see. The Inglewood Show. My mom always wanted to go to the show, and she would drag me with her, and I was like 8 or 9, and she would watch the show, and I would get tired of sitting, and I'd go out and sit in the lobby. I like shows now. I didn't then. And the dime store, I told you that about, and it was, I think it was Dodsworth that owned it at the time, and it was Inglewood Dime Store. And then he sold it to Dorzabs, and that's when it became Ben Franklin. What is it now? Ben Franklin? That's Dorzabs. They owned it at that time. I don't know if they still owned it when it sold or what.
Do you know why they wanted to call it the Ben Franklin?
They must have been connected with them.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure, but they did change the name of the dime store because Mr. Dorzab, it was just Inglewood Dime Store. And when he interviewed me, he didn't ask me my age. I didn't bother to tell him, and I was not old enough to work there because they sold candy and you're not supposed to be around food at a certain age. But I was in high school, and well, I went to intramural, so I didn't really get there till 4 or something, and they were closed at 6, and that would be after school. But then I worked there on Saturdays, and I worked vacations in the summer. And
how old were you when you started?
Must have been around 15, and I think he had to be 16 to work there. I don't know that for sure, but and then my husband worked at the Inglewood Post Office, and when I was cashier, he'd knock on the window at me, and we ended up getting married, and we married 62 years, and let's see, I lived on Claremont, I might have told you that, and
so you said you worked at the store, and your future husband would come and knock on the window just to say hi?
Yeah, we were just acquaintances, and then we started dating, and we got married. But I got married right out of high school at 17. I lived there from birth till 17 when I got married. And that's when I graduated from high school.
So when you got married, is that when you stopped working at the Five and Dime?
Yes. He didn't want me working there. I only paid it was 35 cents an hour or 45 cents an hour. And he said, you're not working for that. And so I started working for Blue Valley Federal Savings and Loan. And then I was training a girl, and we were talking, and she wasn't supposed to tell me what she made, but she did. And she made more than I did, and I was training her. And I went in the next Monday, and I quit. And my husband said, well, if you always wanted to go to college, go to college. And he put me through college. And I went through college, and I was a teacher. I don't know how many, about 23 years. And I had my daughter, stayed home for 7.
You mentioned that your mother liked to go to the shows. Mm-hmm. Were these the movies when it was the movie theater?
Yes.
Or were these the live shows?
No, this was the movie theater then. Yeah.
Do you remember seeing anything in particular?
No, I wasn't in there too long. She didn't like it that I left, but I didn't like sitting still that long because I was little. And
what would you do out in the lobby instead?
Just sit and watch people and whatever. She'd probably give me money to buy popcorn or something. And but no, it was a show for a long time before it had. I did hear about the live, but I don't think I ever. We might have gone to one or two of those, but I don't really remember that.
Of the live shows?
Yeah.
Okay. But, what do you remember about the inside of the theater?
Lots of seats and a big screen. And then outside, they just had a, in the lobby, it was just a few seats, and like refreshments were out there. But
did you have a favorite concession you bought as a kid, or?
Probably popcorn. No, I thought I was born and raised there, and they've been advertising that on TV. I thought I ought to go say something.
Absolutely. We're so glad you're here. Do you know any of the people that were working there at the time, or anybody that stands out to you from when you used to go?
My memory's kind of bad, and I forget names. I forget a lot. Mr. Dorzab was there, and then there was several ladies that were there that worked there. And I guess I was kind of fill in wherever they needed. That's where I worked.
Right.
And they didn't know my age, and I didn't bother to tell them.
Were the customers nice? Did you enjoy working?
Yeah, most of them were.
What kind of things did you sell?
Whatever they had, everything. It's just regular dime store, like Kresge's might be now or something. But that was the Inglewood dime store when I first started. But then during that time, Dorzab's bought it. And they both, Mr. and Mrs. Dorzab, worked there. And they had a son, but he wasn't there a lot. He was in school, and he was in all kinds of sports, and he wasn't there a lot. But there were several ladies that worked there. And they were all a lot older than I was. Mm-hmm. They didn't know how old I was. I had a good time when I was little.
Yeah. What would you like to see happen with those spaces now?
The dime store closed. That's too bad, because I think that was one of the main things that brought people to Inglewood. Mm-hmm. And then the medical building, I've just called walking in. Several people said, well, they had come here, to the medical building. And I know we brought our daughter here. And the post office, that closed, and they built, what is it over there now? On that corner. I know, and I can't think of it. And Maywood Baptist used to be across the street from where that post office is. And now they're down here. It's not a post office. What is it on that corner over there?
I'm not sure. Are you talking about the auto place? Or?
No. We'd go down a block.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm not quite sure.
Down a block, and then across the street was Maywood Baptist, which they've moved. And I know as well as I know the name, but I can't think of it. Anyway, that's where Bristol School was, and they tore it down.
Okay. The Ben Franklin store was the main draw to Inglewood.
There was the drugstore, and across the street, I can't remember what was up on top, maybe a candy store. And you walked down the stairs, and to the left was Jim's shoe shop. And he was really friendly. And then on the other side was a dance studio, and my older brother was dating a girl, and her aunt owned the dance studio. So I started taking lessons, and then I taught tap. I think tap is what I taught, because they had acrobat, ballet, and tap, and I think I taught tap there. But it was through my brother's girlfriend that I was connected there. And that was over there across the street, and I don't know what's there now. In fact, where I go when I come to Inglewood now is Viva Laura's, because I really like them. And that was Thurman and Anderson. And Roger used to deliver their mail, and one time they ordered a rug, and it was a big one, And so to get it there, he rolled it up and put it in the trunk. In the truck, the mail, well, at that time, it was their cars. It wasn't a mail truck. And he delivered it, and they had a fit that he had rolled that all up. He said, well, what did you think I was going to do with it? And, but they didn't like that at all. But they were high-class decorators for nice homes. Yeah. And, but, I don't know what... Inglewood, I think, has gone downhill, but I think Viva Lores has really helped it. Because when I go there, they're only open certain days of the week and certain hours. Mm-hmm. You have to call and make a reservation. Mm-hmm. They have the best chicken salad in town.
But, I'll have to give it a try.
They're not cheap, but they're really good. But I don't know. You don't think another dime store would be what they need?
I don't know. There's a kind of a lot of different ideas floating around, so.
I wonder why they closed. Evidently, they didn't have a business or something.
I think had a hard time.
Yeah, and there was a coffee shop, but is it still open next to the dime store?
It might be.
I saw the sign. I think it might. And then on the other side was the post office. Mm-hmm. And then... on down, was that a hardware store on that side? Sits back a little bit. And then there was a beauty shop and a drugstore. And then there was a doctor who had a house and an office in his house. And then the other side, I remember Dodsworth Bakery. And downstairs there in John's Cafe. Bristol School, they tore it down and they closed this post office, and it's the post office over there. That's what I was trying to say.
There it is.
Yeah. They built a big post office over there because this was just a small one. And then Maywood Baptist, I don't know what they did with the old one, but they're the big, big building down there. It wasn't that big. And my brother and I used to walk to Sunday school there at Maywood Baptist because we just lived on Claremont. I don't know. Had a good time growing up. My folks ended up getting a divorce. They divorced when I was about 8, and that's why my mother would drag me to the show. But then I went with him on the weekends, so I wasn't around a lot on the weekends. And then she was single, and she would like to date, so she got rid of me on the weekends, and that worked out for both.
Perfect. Well, Carolyn, is there anything else you'd like to share about the store or the theater? Any memories that stand out, good or bad?
No, I think what did I do with that list? Did I wad it up? Maybe I did. I think I covered everything. Yeah. Dodd's Bakery, the Inglewood Show, Dime Store. I lived on Claremont. Roger was my postman.
And Roger was your husband?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, he was our postman, and then he would knock on the window, and then we started dating, and then we ended up getting married. 62 years, and he died. And
I love the story of him knocking on the window for you.
Yeah, I would be doing the cash register, and you know, but I just kind of worked wherever they needed me, and I could do pretty much all of it. They would train me a little bit, and Doors Labs helped it a lot. Dodsworth was kind of, he was getting older and he was getting tired, No, I don't know. I know Viva Lores has helped it, but I don't know what else it needs. That drugstore isn't there anymore, is it? Mm. Or is it still there?
Not that I'm aware of.
It seems like something else is there. John's Cafe's really fixed it up a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, we waited in line to get in there, and it was small, but they opened up another room, and I just went in there to ask where this was, and they said, try over here. And but they've done a nice, they said it's crowded there at times, you know, and it used to be of an evening it was crowded. You waited in line, and that's where everybody ate.